Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Antediluvian Revelations. This is the 13th episode of the 4th edition podcast reading of the poetic retelling of the Book of Enoch the Prophet. The complete text of this 4th edition is currently available as a free download in PDF format from polyatlotionpubs.com. Be sure to download your free copy of this revelational guide to the future of mankind. In this episode, Enoch encounters the vision of the Chosen One, and that he is the Son of Man. Those who accuse the Chosen One of being the Son of Woman, a Mamzer, will perish in the apocalypse. The Holy Watchers assist Enoch in his telling of this parable, which is the second of three tales designed to present the reader or listener a choice of righteousness or sinfulness. The choice becomes the matter of making a serious decision by knowing the truth with wisdom. The Book of Enoch was the first text of ancient Hebrew literature that predicts the apocalyptic end of mankind and the advent of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the apocalypse. With regard to the second parable, which will come at length and detail, the matter of the first is to resolve as stated. Respecting those sinners who deny heaven, the holy ones, and God's eternal truth of the Holy Spirit, they will not ascend to heaven, nor will they go to a new earth. There shall be a portion of denigration for those sinners who deny the name of the Holy Spirit, and who are thus held aside in torment until judgment day, the day of punishment and affliction for their wickedness. In that very day, the Elect One, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, will sit upon a throne of glory and choose the conditions and countless habitations upon the new earth and in heaven. Their spirits will be strengthened and purified when they are in the presence of the Chosen One, who chooses those who have fled unto him for their protection from God's wrath in his glorious name. In that day God will cause the Elect One, the Messiah, to dwell in the midst of them, and he will change the face of heaven, blessing it with an eternal illumination of stars and planets in the creation of a new galaxy to replace and renew another, because such as it is that the universe is eternal, the same as God, who made all of it, which renews when its cycle has completed. God is eternal, and he is extraterrestrial, existing throughout the universe. Within this new galaxy, which will occur as a change in the face of heaven, and all within the universe will know it has happened, there will be a new earth, which has changed in its appearance, and God will bless it and place upon it those he has chosen to give another life to live and continue to know his mercy. However, those who have committed sin and iniquity, those who refuse to repent of their evil ways, the works of their hands which do not bless God, hands that do not come together in prayer to him, and his almighty presence as the Holy Spirit everywhere, always, will never be allowed to go to this new earth nor inhabit there. They will be known in those latter days before Judgment Day by a mark that God places upon all of those wicked ones, a mark which proves their choice to believe in the science of mankind and those evil ones who deter them from having faith in the Lord with their lies and deceptions by telling others salvation is in a vaccine and not within the power of God, and a plague threatens many lives. God's judgment is not deterred by mere mortals who pretend godliness in the wickedness of their science for the benefit of their greed and avarice. Their condemnation will never end, although the day of their death draws near, and God will destroy them from the face of the earth. They will suffer the torment of realizing their folly, and they will wither slowly, painfully, in excruciating agony, as their flesh melts like wax and their bones burn to cinders, while all around them everything swirls red and black in a cauldron of limitless heat burning in fire.
Just as this is written, so will it be,
saith the Lord. In the sight of this new heaven and new earth, Enoch beheld the Ancient of Days, the Eternal and Everlasting One, whose head was like white wool, and with him another, whose countenance resembled that of a man. His face was full of grace, like that of one of the holy angels. Being curious about this sight, Enoch inquired of the angels who were with him in all of these days going with him, and showing Enoch all of these secret things, and concerning this chosen one, this Son of Man. Who he was, when did he come, and why he accompanied the Ancient of Days to this new heaven and earth. Then the angel Phanuel turned to Enoch and said,
This is the Son of Man, to whom righteousness belongs, with whom righteousness has dwelt all of his days, and who will reveal all the treasures of the angel paths which have been previously concealed, for he has followed all four, and completing them, because the Holy Spirit has chosen him, and his portion of God's endowment surpassed all others who came before him in the everlasting uprightness of Zebaoth.
As a Son of Man, the Chosen One had been born natural, and he was not the Son of God, nor made by God in a human female. He was the same as any man who came before him or after, but he received a greater portion of God's Holy Spirit when upon a mountain, the same as Enoch, Noah, and Elijah, God transfigured him to have eternal life. Then Phanuel said,
This Son of Man whom thou beholdest shall raise up kings and the mighty from their couches, and the powerful from their thrones, shall loosen the bridles of the powerful, and break into pieces the teeth of sinners. He shall hurl kings from their thrones and their dominions, because they will not exalt or praise him, nor humble themselves before him, by whom their kingdoms were granted to them. The countenance likewise of the mighty shall he cast down, filling them with confusion, whereupon they have called him and named him Son of Woman, born of a virgin and God, as if he were the abomination of Nephilim, which God abhorred.
Those pagan Romans and Greeks thought it was true that Hercules and Heracles were the sons of God and human, that in this way they brought heaven and earth together, but that was clearly a lie perpetrated by the fallen angels. It was not the truth of Almighty Yahweh. Those pagan Romans and heretic Jews perverted the message of the prophet they crucified by saying that he was one of several gods in a trinity of gods. They deified Jesus, his mother, and their many minions as a service to Satan and a blasphemy of idolatry against Almighty God. Constantly will Constantine suffer everlasting condemnation. It has been that evil, fallen angel who made all to believe the scurrilous lie that God impregnated a human female with a child who would become a god in the flesh, when he specifically prohibited this among his eternal sons. Darkness shall be the habitation of those sinners, and worms shall be their everlasting bed of horrors. From that bed they shall never hope to ever again rise, because they did not exalt the name of God Almighty, who is only one entity, the Eternal Father, their Creator, the everlasting Holy Spirit. They shall condemn the stars of heaven, shall raise their fist against the Most High, and shall tread upon and inhabit earth as it burns after judgment day, exhibiting all the works of their iniquity while kneeling needlessly and senselessly before their precious golden and ivory idols. Their strength shall be in their riches and their faith in false gods, whom they have formed with their own hands in the likeness of themselves as pagan idolaters. They shall deny the name of the Holy Spirit and shall expel this message of eternal truth from their accursed temples in which they assemble to perpetuate their lies and deceptions, making many to fall upon their swords when they finally come to know the truth that they had made this Son of Man and all of the faithful suffer in the name of the Lord of Spirits, whom they rejected. In that day, the prayers of the holy and the righteous and the spirits of the righteous shall ascend from the earth, rising into the presence of the Lord of Spirits. In that day, the holy ones will assemble those above the heavens, and with a united voice petition, supplicate, praise, laud, and bless the name of the Lord of Spirits on account of the blood of the righteous, which has been shed on the earth, that the prayers of the righteous going before the Holy Spirit may not cause them to suffer in the extermination, that for them he would not execute judgment, and that his patience for them may endure forever. At that time, Enoch beheld the Ancient of Days while he sat upon the throne of his glory, while the book of the living was opened in his presence, and while all the powers above the heavens stood around and before him. It was at that time when the hearts of the saints became filled with joy, because the consummation of righteousness had arrived. The supplication of the saints had been heard, and the approbation of the righteous approving and appreciated as a personal sacrifice, a penance proving perfect love, which glorified the Almighty, the Lord of Spirits. Well, this concludes episode 13 of Antediluvian Revelations, a poetic retelling of the book of Enoch the prophet. This episode presented sub-segments 1 through 6 of part 2, canto 3, from the 4th edition. All the music selections used in these podcasts come from YouTube's content creator resources, and all tracks are copyright free for content creators who publish their works on YouTube. This audio podcast series is available for free on all of your favorite audio platforms or on YouTube in the Polyatlosha Publishing YouTube channel. The benefit of wisdom and acceptance of the Holy Spirit enabling the unraveling of Enoch's parable in this poetic retelling such that the listeners or readers will easily be able to know the truth. Knowledge is the solution to this parable, and knowing the truth with wisdom will further reveal the key to understanding Enoch's mysteries. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.